AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Two leaders of a powerful drug cartel are now in U.S. custody. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
The Justice Department took into custody in El Paso two more alleged leaders of the Sinaloa cartel, one of the most violent and powerful drug trafficking organizations in the world.
They are Ismael El Mayo Zambada and Joaquin Guzman Lopez, a son of the infamous former cartel leader El Chapo. Since President Biden signed an executive order banning most illegal immigrants from asylum, encounters at the southwest borders have been cut in half. CBS's Camilo Galvez Montoya has an update from Phoenix.
The executive order is mainly affecting Mexicans and migrants from Central America and other countries where the U.S. conducts regular deportations. The other migrants are still banned from asylum, but some of them are still being released to the U.S. because we don't have deportation agreements with those countries, or the cadence of the deportation flights to those countries is much more smaller in scope.
CBS News correspondent Jonathan Bigliotti reports from Chico, California, north of Sacramento, on a dangerous wildfire.
More than a dozen homes charred down to their foundation. 1,100 firefighters are now battling this blaze, and for good reason. We're just 14 miles away from the town of Paradise, which was destroyed by fire in 2018.
The Paris 2024 Olympic Games open in a matter of hours. CBS News correspondent Elaine Cobb reports from Paris that two-thirds of French people tell pollsters that they don't think the disruption is worth it.
Parisians have fled the capital in droves, and tourism is down.
The city is very congested, the prices are really high, and the tourists just simply don't want to deal with it.
Property rental manager Gail Boisclair says many tourists decided to simply skip Paris this year.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has issued an executive order to remove all homeless encampments across the state. KNX radio reporter Karen Adams reports.
I don't think there's anything more urgent and more frustrating than addressing the issue of encampments in the state of California.
That's a snippet from a video Governor Gavin Newsom released along with his executive order. It directs state officials to begin removing encampments affecting thousands living on the streets here. Although the order says to do it with urgency and dignity, this homeless advocate disagrees.
Which is an absurd way of basically saying we're just clearing people out. Emboldened by the grant's past decision, where it is no longer considered cruel and unusual to force people out of sight.
Karen Adams for CBS News, Los Angeles.
Dylan Cease pitched the second no-hitter in San Diego Padres history with a 3-0 win over the Washington Nationals that completed a three-game sweep. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Tune in this week to Seth Faces the Music, where I'll be playing songs about right, the side, the direction, and the affirmation of correctness. Check it out every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are tied in Wisconsin in the first poll here since President Biden dropped out. The Emerson poll has Trump and Harris deadlocked at 47% in a head-to-head matchup. Emerson finds Senator Tammy Baldwin leading Eric Hovde 49-43. Wisconsin is investing in its rural agricultural roads. James Kelly reports.
The funding is part of the first round of awards through the Agriculture Roads Improvement Program, which will provide nearly $50 million for rural road projects across the state.
It's James Kelly reporting. The spending will support 37 projects across 28 Wisconsin counties. The projects are aimed at helping Wisconsin's agricultural industries by boosting infrastructure critical to moving products, crops, and livestock. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Another Brewers win at Wrigley. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and Cubs with another back-and-forth battle, tied at two apiece in the ninth. William Contreras comes up with a double to center field, driving in the winning run. 3-2 the final in favor of Milwaukee. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Offensively, we didn't execute. What I loved is William had two poor at-bats, and then he came back with three crucial at-bats.
College football, Wisconsin Athletic Director Chris McIntosh tells the camp at Big Ten Media Day he's considering a 25th anniversary ceremony to honor the 1999 Badgers football team, and says it's time to recognize Ron Dayne as the greatest rushing running back in NCAA history.
That issue is obviously a very personal issue to me, but it's also one that's very much aligned in the role that I hold today and to our fan base and to our program. I don't understand the methodology or the thinking behind it. I think it's a fair thing for our program to take the position that he's the all-time NCAA rushing leader.
That's Wisconsin's Chris McIntosh. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Of the overnight, clear skies, but a little patchy fog will be possible. Mid-50s by sunrise or winds very light. On Friday, after the morning fog possibility, we'll see sunshine and those hazy skies continue. Highs in the lower 80s. Currently 62 degrees.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, do you know Republicans are trying to amend the Wisconsin Constitution again? Would you be surprised to know that it's all a bunch of garbage? Probably not. I'll explain.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to hour three of our program. The U.S. economy grew at a 2.8% pace in the second quarter. The second 3 months, that's, April through June? Yeah, April through June. That's amazing. Now, that might cause the Fed to say, whoa, this economy's red hot. We're not going to lower interest rates because that'll just add fuel to the fire. In fact, that's my prediction, that the Fed, they're going to meet, I believe it's next week. Might be the week after. I could be wrong, but bottom line, the Fed is going to be meeting soon, and everybody had been expecting that they would lower interest rates because, you know, we've had 2 months of basically zero inflation, two consecutive months. And this is not inflation. This is actual economic growth. In other words, the Biden administration's policies are working, and they're working really, really well. But when an economy is growing that fast, there's always the risk of inflation. So I'm guessing that the inflation hawks at the Fed are going to kind of back off. We'll see. They had been expecting 1.4%, and they got 2.8%, literally twice what they were expecting. Also, jobless claims totaled 235,000 for the week ending July 2nd. That's just 1 week. That's down 10,000 from the previous week. So, again, more employment available. You know, all these are good signs. These are good things. Another mind-boggling story. Donald Trump has a nephew. Well, he's got a couple of nephews. Mary Trump is one of them, who's been on this program a number of times, who writes a great Substack newsletter, and I have great admiration for. She has a brother. His name is Fred C. Trump III. They are both the children of Fred Trump, who was the oldest brother of the Trump family, the son of Fred Trump Sr., who was Donald's father and also Fred's father. And Fred, as I recall, drank himself to death. I think that, you know. Fred C. Trump III, he's a real estate mogul in New York City on his own right. I mean, Donald basically stole all of Grandpa's money. And so, but Fred made it himself, and he's doing okay. But he's not a billionaire. He's not fabulously rich like Donald. And he's got a son who's severely disabled. He was born with a genetic defect. I had it here, but anyhow, you probably wouldn't recognize it anyway. It's a particular gene that had failed or been damaged. His father, Fred Trump Jr., had died at the age of 43 in 1981. But anyhow, he's got this son. His name is William, who is severely disabled. And so he went to Donald and said, can you help me out financially here? It costs a lot of money to care for a child who is like just, you know, really severely disabled. And this is while Donald was in the White House. This was in 2020. And he went to Donald and he said, you know, can you help? He said, in many ways, I felt like I was asking for money I should have originally received from my grandfather, by the way, because Donald, you know, stole most of their father's money, of Fred Trump III's grandfather's money, which is well documented. I won't go into all that. But he described his son's needs and the increasing cost for his care. And he writes, Donald took a second as if he was thinking about the whole situation. I don't know, he finally said, letting out a sigh. Maybe you should just let him die and move down to Florida. Just let him die. Fred Trump writes, wait, what? What did he just say? That my son doesn't recognize me? That I should just let him die? Did he really just say that? That I should let my son die so I could move to Florida? Really? He says, I truly did not know what to say. He was talking about expenses. We were talking about human lives. I turned and walked away. Incredible. This is, he's got a new book coming out, by the way, and that's where this came from. It's this Fred Trump III. It's called All in the Family, the Trumps and How We Got This Way. And apparently Time Magazine published a chapter of it that has this story in it just in the last day or two, which is why it's all over the news. Finally, I wanted to share with you a story that I published over at wisdomschool.com. It's titled, Why Humanity Has a Deep and Ancient Connection to Water. And remember the negative ion generators? This was like a huge fad in the 80s. Everybody was buying these things. And then we all discovered that, you know, if they're running near a wall gets ionized and it starts picking up dust and you end up with like soot on your walls and things, or, you know, but so they kind of fell out of favor, but they're still around. I mean, if you plug negative ion generator into Amazon, you'll find, you know, dozens anyway of companies that are selling them. And what we know about negative ion generators or negative ions is that they actually make us feel better. They stimulate endorphins. They stimulate our immune system. They're good for you. And the way that they learned this back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s was they noticed that people who lived near large bodies of water seemed a little better off than people who didn't, and so they were trying to figure out what's the deal here. And it turns out that large bodies of water, like the Columbia River, where, you know, Sean and I live, she lives in it, I live near it, she lives in a floating home. The Lake Michigan, where Louise and I used to, I mean, we didn't live on the lake, we lived, you know, downwind of it, but people who live on the West Coast in particular, and some on the East Coast, but typically the prevailing winds are blowing things off the continent into the Atlantic, but that these large bodies of water produce negative ions. And that's where they first figured out this whole negative ion thing. It's an effect that's named after a physicist, it's called. So what they found is that, excuse me, even a home aquarium, we have this long, deep attachment to water as humans. Even a home aquarium makes you feel better. But in particular, if you want a vacation or something like that, go hang out near a large body of water. It will revive you. It's a good thing. My voice is about to die here, so I'm going to pick up calls. You can read all about it over at wisdomschool.com. Jeff in Elgin, Illinois. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind?
Hey, Tom. I just wanted to go back. You had a caller a little while ago who was talking about voter suppression.
Yeah.
And wanted to point out, a lot of people have been asking, oh, can Kamala Harris run with Michelle Obama? Or what's Michelle Obama doing? Why isn't she on the ticket? This is a twofer for you. In 2018, Michelle Obama founded When We All Vote, a nonpartisan organization, and all they do is focus on getting out the vote, making sure people have the resources and the knowledge about how to get registered, how to check their registration, really? And how to fight back against these voter suppression programs like clearing the rolls and challenging voters and things like that in various states.
Well, they're apparently kind of low profile. I've never heard of them.
They're all over social media. Really? She launched it real big in 2018. She's got a lot of high-profile co-chairs that are like Lin-Manuel Miranda and Jennifer Lopez and Tom Hanks.
Oh, how cool.
WhenWeAllVote.org and all over social media. It's a great resource no matter what state people are in.
I'll check it out. Well, Jeff, thank you for that. That's great.
Yeah, you bet.
Thank you so much. It's coming up on 15 minutes past the hour. We'll be in about 20 seconds. We'll be right back with more of your calls here on the Tom Hartman Program. Talk media for the sane among us. Yes, we're still here. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back, 15 minutes past the hour. It's the place where smart people get their news. Your calls are up next.
One out of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute, and today I'm going to talk about how candy and beer helped me get good at money. I am not even kidding with this one. You may have heard me talk about having a money meeting with yourself. That's what I started doing when I turned my money life around, and it is still how I keep my life on track today. But back when I was starting out, I needed some motivation to show up to those meetings with myself. So I let myself have candy if it was the morning, and, you know, one of my favorite beers if it was sometime o'clock. Knowing that there's a treat coming, if I sit down and look at how I'm doing with my money, that helped get me to the table. They're just little rewards. Swap in whatever it is that motivates you if it's not candy and beer, and schedule that money meeting with yourself if it's not something you're already doing. For more tips on saving more and spending less, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
A remote Brazilian tribe deep in the Amazon rainforest was recently able to access the internet for the first time ever. Tribe leaders say that they almost immediately had to institute time limits or nothing would get done.
You know, we don't hunt fish and plant crops. Mm-hmm. We're going to die because we don't have any food. And guess what, everyone? Amazon does not deliver to the Amazon. So, which is kind of an oversight on their part.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass,
though. Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network. Work.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system, and high levels are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because healthy, so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. So it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, it's mess-free, it's full of nutrients, and it tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats that dogs just love. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom. It's drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
In a land where voices rise, where dreams and hopes can touch the skies, we gather round both young and old to share the stories yet untold.
Welcome back. 21 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how are you doing? Yeah, I remember you were talking to Mr. Ittner about the F-16s. Well, you know, a couple of problems with the F-16s is they need hardened runways and sophisticated technical support systems. So, that limits their basing potential. And once the Russians find out where they are, it won't take them long for them to try and target them and knock them out. You know, even if they just crater the runways, they couldn't use the F-16s.
Yeah.
You know, I think a better fit will be those Swedish Gripen jet fighters, because they're rugged. They can operate from grass fields and highways, so you could disperse them, and it'd be a lot harder for the Russians to find them and target them.
Do you think have the Swedish offered any?
Yes, I think they did, yes.
Well, that's good news. You know, hopefully they'll show up soon. I mean, literally half of the power generation in Ukraine is now gone. I mean, this is one of the reasons why the Russians seized that nuclear power plant, you know, in Zaporizhzhia.
Exactly.
So it's not a good thing.
One other quick thing, you know, that call of the quote, U.S. Grant?
Mm-hmm.
My favorite quote from him is, I only know two songs. One's Yankee Doodle and the other isn't.
I like it. Good one, George. Thank you. Always nice to hear from you.
Good work, Tom, and enjoy talking to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it, George. Bill in LaSalle, Michigan. Hey, Bill, what's up?
And I would want to talk about J.D. Vance.
Okay, go for it.
And his book. Okay. Basically, he owes his whole career to the U.S. government.
Yeah.
He was raised on welfare and his grandmother's Social Security. He did not distinguish himself in school at all. He went into the U.S. Marines, paid for by the U.S. government.
Yeah.
Somehow in the Marines, he turned his life around and went on the GI Bill to Ohio State University, where he did fairly well. I don't know if the GI Bill pays for his going to Yale or not, but he might well have been a product of affirmative action being from Appalachia and a poor white boy.
Oh, that's interesting. That would be interesting.
He got into Yale Law School. Yeah. I'm sorry?
That would be interesting to find out, wouldn't it?
Yes. That he got into Yale and rubbed shoulders with some rich people, and all of a sudden, you know, he thinks he's a Republican, and that he doesn't want anybody else to have what he had.
Yeah. Yeah.
He wants to cut back on welfare, wants to cut back on Social Security, that his misogyny might well come from embarrassment of his mother as he's growing up. That that's just my statement. Nobody else has talked about about his life growing up.
Yeah.
His the hillbilly part was he loved going to Kentucky and visiting with his uncles who were involved in low-life crime. I don't know if you've ever read his book.
But, I have not.
Most of that is documented in his book.
Yeah.
Which I was forced to read because of a book club. But that's
is it a good book?
No. I'm sorry?
Is it a good book?
It tells his life story.
Yeah. Or at least the parts of it that he wants you to know.
Yeah.
It doesn't talk about him being blackout drunk in college.
He doesn't give the Marines in the book much credit for turning his life around. My other thought is, could he have been a Manchurian candidate or something? I don't know. Yeah. But that's a book.
Well, he's definitely pro-Putin. I mean, you know, he wants to hand Ukraine over to Putin. That's... That's a requirement if you're going to be Donald Trump's vice president. So, you know, he's the pro-Russian candidate. All righty, I got to run, Bill. Thanks a lot for the call. Charlie in Redwood City, Valley, California. Hey, Charlie, what's up?
Hey, Tom.
Agenda 47?
I'm pretty secure. Hello?
Yeah, Agenda 47?
Yeah. I feel pretty secure up here in Northern California. I'm not going to get bumped off the voter rolls or anything, but... I do want to do some things before the election, and that's what I'm thinking is I want to educate people on the 2025 project and also Agenda 47. Do you have any good bullet point references that you could recommend?
I have some printed out for myself to use on the air, but they came
you made your
to
own
me via social media and yeah, I assembled things. There are if you go over to substack.com and there's a search function and just plug Project 2025 as one word, project 2025 in. There are three really good newsletters that are published on Substack just about Project 2025. So just go over to substack.com and try that, Charlie. You'll find what you're looking for. I got to run. Thanks a lot for the call.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
27 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls right after this break. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, and it helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing plus 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superbearing, BERINE.com, code Tom, THOM.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it.
Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious, world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
At this very moment, Doctors Without Borders is on the ground in communities around the world, delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most. Our teams are bandaging war-wounded patients caught in the crossfire in Sudan, providing clean drinking water in Haiti, and performing emergency C-sections in Yemen. Doctors Without Borders teams are in over 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving work is made possible by our movement of supporters, people like you who help our patients even when they're half a world away. At Doctors Without Borders, we won't stop working to bring our patients and their communities from crisis to care.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. One of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for TomCast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your TomCast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your TomCast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
We'll be right back.
from international trade policy to immigration policy to housing. We've got all kinds of topics. The wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com. Sometimes Louise and I just crave a restaurant quality dinner at home without doing all the work or driving. Well, Cook Unity, unity among cooks, right, is the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meal from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it appears to be less expensive than other delivery options. We just received our first meals from Cook Unity, and what a huge difference it is to get the best chefs in the country to bring creative, delicious meals to you every week. Every meal is handcrafted by chefs and made in local micro kitchens, not large production facilities. We just had the Chipotle maple glazed salmon with green beans and mango pico de gallo. It had everything we love in a meal. They have all sorts of options like vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more. Menus are posted 2 weeks in advance, so you have plenty of time to choose. Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman or enter the code Hartman with two N's at the end before checkout for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code Hartman or going to cookunity.com/Hartman.
Voices need to be heard. There's no place to hide. Every choice that we make, every step we take, shapes the world that we live in for the future to say. Get out the vote. It's our right. It's our duty. For the young and the old, it's the power.
Minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Randy in Huntington Beach, California. Randy, what's up?
Well, good morning to you. I'd like everybody to just take a moment and think back in the 1960s, where we had all this political chaos and violence in the streets and authoritarian police actions. We had the National Guard out on the corner of where I lived with a huge half track. But coming out of all that chaos, we got the Clean Water Act, the Clean Air Act, the Voting Rights Act, the Civil Rights Act, etc. Mm-hmm. And I think right now the time, my background is in market research, so I've been taking a look at demographic changes and shifts. And I think if we work at getting out the vote and make sure that everybody who can vote will vote blue, we can make a huge blue wave in all three branches of government that will make substantial changes for generations to come. Now, I'm confident because I took a look at the demographics that are moving against the GOP. A Pew report back in April of this year shows about two-thirds of the voters, 18 to 24, at 66% versus 34% who are in favor of the Democratic Party. For voters 25 to 29, 64% versus 32% for Democrats.
Wow.
Voters in the 30s, 55% to 42% Republicans. Women, nice trend as well. 65 to 30, Democrat, 18 to 29. For women, 30 to 49, 53 to 42%. For women ages 50 to 64%, it's closer, 48 to 47, but there's still a point lead.
Mm-hmm.
For women ages 65 plus, still 1 point lead, 49. The only demographics that are solidly red are men 65 or 50 plus. Now, to me, this is important to note that these data were published in April of this year, way before Kamala,
right,
way before she became a probable nominee. And I think the potential has really increased that we can make a blue wave. Our voices and votes will be heard if we band together. We need to take a stand against Armson's insurrections and felons and liars. We need to take a stand against felonious Trump.
Yeah.
And I think it's time to ask the question, is never again Republican right for me?
Yeah, well said.
I think that party needs to be squashed.
I think they're going to be this fall. I really do. I've been saying this for a long time, and I realize that I'm swimming upstream here. All the polls contradict me, and all the pundits contradict me. But I think you're absolutely right, and I really think that these racist, misogynistic attacks against Kamala Harris, they may have worked against Geraldine Ferraro. They may have worked against Hillary Clinton. I don't think they're going to work on her. I just think that America is, enough of America has awakened, or as Leadbelly said, awoke. And we're not going back.
I don't think we're going to go back at all.
Yeah, and I think we're better than all that. I mean, if we sample our neighbors and ask them, what do you believe in? What do you feel? Do we believe in racism? Do we believe in hate and violence? Nobody's going to say yes, but there's a small segment of the Reich wing that believes in that, and they kind of intimidate a lot
of
the rest of the
country. And they hate science, and they're down with the fossil fuel industry's BS that there's no climate change. And I mean, you know, they want to privatize Social Security. They've already privatized half of Medicare. I mean, that was George W. Bush's work. It's just, yeah. and they're ruining, you know, to the extent that. They're ruining large parts of our country, and it's just a tragedy. Randy, I got to move along, but thank you for the information.
One final comment. They are a loud and vocal minority, but they are a minority.
Amen.
We are better than that.
Amen. Thank you, Randy.
Thanks, Tom.
Yep, good talking to you. Mark in Bernadillo, New Mexico. Am I pronouncing it right, Mark?
Well, I'm in Placitas, New Mexico.
Oh, Placitas. Okay, I'll fix
near
that.
Near Bernadillo. Okay. Yeah, I've been listening to you since Air America days. Mm-hmm. First time caller, though.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you. I'm calling about the release of medical records on the assassination attempt.
Yeah.
I don't think it has much to do with whether he took a bullet for democracy or a piece of plastic for democracy. I think it has to do with not releasing the CT scan of his brain that was done at that time.
You think there's big holes in it?
I think there's pathologic changes. That would be my guess.
Interesting. That's a theory I have not heard.
Oh, well, I hadn't either, and that's why I called. I thought, well...
Are you sure they did a CAT scan of his brain, of his head?
That's what they said.
Because
of the concussive effects of
Yeah, so they were looking to see if there was any bleeding under the skull.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Or swelling or fluid accumulation.
Yeah. But, for instance, they could have seen shrinkage of his temporal lobes.
Sure.
Amyloid deposits, you know.
That would all show up, you're right. Yeah, we want to see the CAT scan.
I want to see the CAT scan.
Yeah.
I do.
There you go.
Yes.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Mark, thank you for that. That's a quote, conspiracy theory about Trump's assassination attempt that I can buy into. I appreciate it. Good talking to you. Abby in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Hey, Abby, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. Sure. Hey, Hunter Thompson once pointed out that elections always happen in football season. And one thing about this election so far is I'm a little distressed by the way everybody is only talking about the top of the ticket. The top of the ticket is important, but it's kind of like a quarterback on a football team. The quarterback is the face of the team. The quarterback is the leader of the team. But a quarterback is impotent without a team of great players behind him. You got to have receivers to throw the ball to. You got to have linemen to protect you. You got to have a defense that'll get the ball back and keep the other team from scoring. And just like these other positions are important on a football team, a president can't do anything without a Congress backing him up. A president cannot appoint judges without the Senate backing him up. A lot of things that happen in the states with Republican governments in the states, it's like every position on the ballot is important.
I agree.
That said,
Abby, don't underestimate the power of coattails.
True. But the other thing with the other party is nothing but a personality cult. Every Republican on the ballot is only on the ballot because they bowed allegiance to a felon. And we cannot forget that. We cannot let any Republican from dog catcher to vice president, we got to hang Trump around their neck like an albatross because they're only on that ballot because they bowed allegiance to him.
I agree. Well said, Abby. Thank you very much for that. Paul in Seattle. Hey, Paul, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
Couple of things. When you talked about living close to big bodies of water and ionization helping out people, it sounds a little bit like grounding mats and where you can actually stand, and or standing in the backyard. When you get
with
close
bare feet.
To correct. and or in socks too. That's what I've done.
They have to be a little bit damp to conduct ions to the ground.
No, not necessarily. I've seen what you can do is you can actually measure that with a meter, and if really? You're if you get on actually if you get into like concrete that's connected to the ground, mm-hmm. will actually transmit through that. People actually will sleep on grounding mats and get repair. Runners do it. Mm-hmm. The Olympic cycling team actually uses grounding mats.
Really?
Repair from that. But my other question is, Joe Biden is still president. What are the executive orders that he could actually sign while being president and go through on? I mean, is Medicare for All, would that be one of them?
No, that would require congressional action. There's not a lot that a president can do with an executive order. I mean, most executive orders direct agencies to do things. Executive orders.
Well, how about?
Go ahead.
Lifting the cap for Social Security.
No, he can't do that either. That's a matter of legislation. He can direct the Social Security Administration to hire more people or to act more rapidly or to do a better job of this, that, or the other thing. But he doesn't have the power or the ability to do an executive order that's gonna fundamentally change how things work.
Understood.
That's why Trump could do Schedule F, because it had to do with the civil service, which is all part of the executive branch. So he could simply say, you got to hire and fire this way, hire and fire people who are loyal to me rather than people who are competent. That you can do with an executive order. But that, sadly. Paul, thanks for the call. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person? And we dare to say, no, the Supreme Court got that one wrong, too. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked. AGEs are advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
CBS News Brief. The Justice Department says Ismael Elmayo Zambada, a longtime leader of Mexico's Sinaloa cartel, and his associate Joaquin Guzman Lopez have been arrested. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
Both men are facing multiple charges in the United States for leading the cartel's criminal operations, including its deadly drug manufacturing and trafficking networks.
A California man is under arrest for allegedly sparking the largest wildfire in the state this year near Chico. And CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti tells us it continues to burn.
The flames have now progressed into remote, rugged terrain. That firefight complicated by triple-digit heat, high wind, and all of that bone-dry vegetation.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has issued an executive order to remove all homeless encampments across the state, saying in a video,
I don't think there's anything more urgent and more frustrating than addressing the issue of encampments in the state of California.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know.
It'll take several weeks to fix an oil refinery near Chicago damaged by a tornado last week. In the meantime, fuel is being shipped north from the Gulf of Mexico. Gas prices should stay high in southeast Wisconsin in the meantime. A rare honor for a Wisconsin trailblazer. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
The new statue of L. Phillips is now officially on the Capitol steps. It took a task force 4 years to make it happen. If you don't know, Phillips was the first Black woman to graduate from UW-Madison Law School, the first person of color to become a judge in Wisconsin, and the first Black woman to hold statewide office. Right now, there's a tarp over the statue. The official unveiling ceremony is Saturday at 5.
Savannah Tomei Olson reporting. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Another season of horrible television is in the books after the Kardashians' season 5 finale. In riveting fashion, they all learn their biological ages, with O.J. Simpson's daughter Chloe learning that despite being 39, a TV quack doctor hired to protect the brand informed the least popular sister her biological age is actually 28. Whatever the hell that means. Other Kardashians who fared well were mom Kris, who found out she's actually 6 years younger than her actual age of 68. Kim Kardashian's real age is 43, but her biological age is 34. No word on what any of their plastic surgery ages are. In other news from the season finale, Kim Kardashian joked that after watching The Crown, she can totally rule a country, saying she's learned so much from a TV show. She felt the same way about boating after watching Gilligan's Island. Kardashian says she's excited to enter the actress phase of her career, seeming to forget she did a few very low-budget independent films years ago that launched her career. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price of the Overnight. Clear skies, but a little patchy fog will be possible. Mid-50s by sunrise or winds very light. On Friday, after the morning fog possibility, we'll see sunshine and those hazy skies continue, highs in the lower 80s. It's 60 at our studios.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Reed Galen, co-founder of the Lincoln Project on Project 2025.
Donald Trump, Mr. Vance, when you say mass deportation, what do those words actually mean? Tell me how you're going to identify those people. Tell me where you're going to put those people. Something like a mass deportation suddenly becomes a massive forced roundup of people who maybe have been here 6 months and maybe have been here 60 years.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will do a news roundup. We'll take your calls and your texts. And Matt Miller from OnMilwaukee.com joins us to talk all things showbiz. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Who told before Congress yesterday, Netanyahu is speaking, he's meeting with President Biden right now. And it's really worth reading. I strongly suggest you check it out. You can go to Substack.com and just put in Mehdi Hasan's name. Jim in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hey, Jim, thanks for watching us on Facebook Live. What's up?
Hey, Tom, how you doing, sir?
Good.
You mentioned about the banning the export of the oil. My thoughts have been on it is, what if we nationalized it and then made sure that union workers worked everywhere and... because these people have been gouging us for years.
Yeah.
Every time the price of oil goes up, ours goes up, and then every time it comes down, it takes a long, long time for it to come back down.
Yeah.
So they've been making profits off us for years, and their generational wealth is all built up. So what about using those profits that could be made and put it back into social programs in order to help the people?
I agree, sort of. I don't think nationalizing the oil is the solution, but I think that a variation on what Alaska does. Alaska says, you know, this oil is in our state, it belongs to us, and if you're going to pump it out, you're going to pay us a large tax on it. It's a kind of a tariff, and there's a word for it that is escaping me, but it's some kind of a fee. And they use that money. Every single person who lives in Alaska gets, between $1,000 and $4,000 a year. I mean, literally, two-year-old babies, 70-year-old people, everybody gets a check every year from, it's called the Alaska Permanent Fund. And that fund now has generated billions and billions of dollars. We let oil companies drill for oil on public lands, and they pay virtually nothing for it. And so all the money that they make from, and this is why the oil companies are always demanding more parks be, this is why Donald Trump was, trying to turn parks into oil wells during his presidency. And he got blocked for a while. But that would be the way to do it, I think, Jim. And it could generate a lot of revenue. And I also, I want to go back. We had a ban on export of oil from 1973 right up until I think Obama lifted it in 2016, as I recall. And it worked very well. And in fact, when he lifted it, we were producing all the oil we needed. And now we're back to importing oil from Saudi Arabia, which is crazy because we're exporting, because the oil companies are exporting our crude because they can make more money exporting it than refining it here in the United States, which is just nuts. We shouldn't be allowing that to happen. So I like your idea, Jim.
Good. Yeah, work. No, I'm, because I've gone around and around about these guys that keep on saying about, we're energy independent. I said, we have never been energy independent because the simple fact is that, like, when they're talking about us in 2020, when we became the largest producer and exporter, I says, but at the same time, we were exporting 7.5 million barrels a day, but we were importing 5.7 million barrels exactly. a day. So how are we energy independent?
Exactly.
It doesn't work
that way. Yeah, it's crazy. Jim, thank you. Thank you very much for that. Nadja in Tacoma. Hey, Nadja, what's up?
Hi, Mr. Hartman. You don't sound like yourself, like your usual
I've
self.
I've got a little tickle in my throat, but otherwise I'm fine. What's up?
I've had the same thing like you a couple weeks ago, so...
Yeah, I think it's going around. Some kind of cold.
Yes, but this is the residual from your COVID, so this is what you do. This is the old world recipe. Get some eucalyptus oil, some oregano oil, and some rosemary oil, and boil the water, drop it, put the towel over your head. It's going to be gone like this.
Wow.
And to do it tonight, you'll be fine tomorrow. Your respiratory system and antibacterial properties of these oils will heal you instantly.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So Nadja, I'm sorry. I'm out of time here now. Thank you for the advice. Call tomorrow or next week, and we can talk about what you wanted to talk about, which was France and Macron, if my notes are right. But thank you. And thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Anything goes Friday. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and includes you. So get out there, get active, tag your it. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Capital Times entertainment reporter Rob Thomas for a talk about the Twinges from American Ninja Warrior. And it's Friday, which means we are going to talk about a bar band. Terry Bar, that is.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.